Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Council Meeting number 49 on Tuesday, the 25th of February, and we're kicking off at 5:30 p.m. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public. Thank you for joining us this evening. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung and the Woiwurrung Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place for events of social, educational, culture and sporting significance. Today, we are proud to say that Melbourne is a significant gathering place for all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and that an audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website before close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will be made available on the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team at the end of the meeting. Can everyone please check their mobile phones, make sure they're turned to silent or off for the duration of the meeting? That would be most appreciated. The agenda this evening comprises two reports from committee and 11 reports from management, four of which are confidential. Pleased to say, no apologies have been received for proceedings this evening. Welcome, everyone. If any councillor has a direct or indirect interest as defined under the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered this evening, please declare the type and nature of that conflict as we are considering that item. Thank you very much. Item three, I'm calling on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 48 held on Tuesday 10 December 2019 with the amendment of agenda item 5.1 as noted on the screen. A councillor moving that motion, Councillor Leppett, a councillor seconding that motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, all those in favour, please raise your hands. Everyone? Thank you. It's all hands in the air, so it's unanimous and I declare the motion carried. Thank you. Councillors, are there any items arising from those minutes that you would like to discuss this evening? Nope, thank you very much. Items of correspondence, there have been none received in accordance with the Council's Conduct of Meetings Local Law 2019. Moving to confidential items this evening, we noted there are four. Is there a councillor that would like to discuss the confidential status of any of those items listed in the agenda? None? Thank you very much. All right. Now, we come to reports from committee. There are two reports from committee for consideration in the open session. Item 5.1, ratification of councillor appointments to the Metropolitan Local Government Waste Forum. The purpose of this report is to recommend that council ratifies the appointment of councillor representatives to the Metropolitan Local Government Waste Forum, an item that we have previously discussed in committee. I'm calling on a councillor to move that motion. Thank you. Councillor Oak and a councillor to second the motion. We're having a double act tonight, Deputy Lord Mayor. Thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
No other... Yes, just to say thank you to Councillor Riley and Councillor Li Lu for taking on an important role to represent the City of Melbourne on this committee.
Deputy Lord Mayor, no. And anybody else like to speak? Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I just wanted to note yet again that the City of Melbourne has an ambitious plan around metropolitan waste, and that includes us getting to 0% by 2030. And so I look forward to Councillor Leilu and Councillor Riley going forth and prosecuting that in a broader forum, because as we've seen in news announcements over the last 24 hours from the state government, that the ability of the City of Melbourne to deliver these things is very much entwined with activity that's happening at a state level. So we wish you all the best in prosecuting that.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Any other speakers to this motion? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous. I declare that motion carried. Thanks, councillors. I move to the next item, 5.2. Councillor Lippitt.
Just wondering if I should pause at all.
Yep. Sorry, I was distracted. I have a conflict that I need to declare conflicting duties, indirect conflict, conflicting duties, University of Melbourne as an employer. Has interest in this matter.
I also have a conflict due to my employment at the University of Melbourne.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. This agenda item is agenda item 5.2, Planning Scheme Amendment C258, Heritage Policies Review and West Melbourne Heritage Review. The purpose of the report is to provide an assessment of the independent panel's recommendations regarding Amendment C258, Heritage Policies Review and West Melbourne Heritage Review, and to recommend that Council adopt the amendment with changes. I'm delighted to present this report, and with your indulgence, I wish to move the recommendation therein.
Indulgence so received. Councillor Lippitt, I'm calling on a councillor to second the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. This is a very, very large piece of work, and I refer all interested parties and listeners to the extensive debate that was held 7 days ago at the Future Melbourne Committee.
Deputy Lord Mayor, any other speakers to the motion? None? Then I'm putting this motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. This concludes reports to be considered. Did you want to clap? No. Concludes reports to be considered from committee in open session. Thank you. We're moving to reports from management. Welcome back, councillors. And there are 7 reports from management for consideration in open session this evening. And the first one is the record of assemblies of councillors. Councillors, would anybody like a presentation on this item? No. Then I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Oak and a councillor to second. Thank you, Councillor Riley. Councillor Oak, would you like to speak to the motion? Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to the motion? Any other speakers to the motion? Then I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour? It's unanimous, so we can declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. We're up to item 6.2. Yeah, I saw your hand up while you were filling your form out. Thank you. I am looking at item 6.2, councillors' debt collection services contract number 3608. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No, good, thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, Deputy Lord Mayor, and a councillor to second the motion, Councillor Oak. Thank you. Over to you, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks to officers for the assessment of these tenders. Obviously, it's interesting to sort of note that the weightings and in this case cost is only 15% of the tender. For good reason. It's a sensitive area of council business right across the country, but an important area of business as well, but it really needs a very experienced contractor, so I'm very pleased to endorse the recommendation from officers to award the contract.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Nothing to add. Councillors, anybody else would like to speak to this motion? Okay, we're going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of this motion, please raise your hands. It's unanimous. Another one carried. Thank you. Item 6.3, Council Works 2019-20 Quarter 2 Report. Councillors, would anybody like a presentation on this agenda item? No. I'm going to move this item and I'm looking for someone to second the motion. Councillor Rees. Thank you. I'm going to speak to the motion just by noting that we have a revamped look to our Council Works report. a few more pictures and bars and colour. And I'm not being trite. I do apologise to Chris and your team. Thank you for presenting the information and continuing to evolve these reports so that they're easy for us to understand and to manage what is a significant Council Works program. Noting that there are some new projects that have come into the program and a number that will be postponed or delayed, and so we'll see a return of funds into this year that we can utilise for next year. I thank the team for the changes that they have recommended. I note that many of them are with an eye on not just on what our load is around Council Works, but also at looking and considering disruption and better coordination of projects as more information comes to us, particularly with Victorian Government programs and also private development programs underway. I think it's appropriate that we continue to pursue our Council Works, but that we make sure we're coordinating as cohesively as possible with many of those other projects. I wanted to point out a couple, the new lighting down Lygon Street, Median Strip. Sometimes they seem like relatively small projects, but they can make an enormous difference in precincts, particularly areas like Lygon Street that can do with a lot of love at the moment. So there's been a good support for that. And really the work that's been done with the Metro Tunnel project team in identifying best ways forward and injection of funding into particularly the permanent crossing, which I know we're all looking forward to, from Fed Square over to Hosier Lane, which is effectively a crossing because so many people do it now anyway, but it'll be good to see that come to life. Of course, in there we see Queen Victoria Market Renewal Project and South Bank Boulevard as returning some funds, but in an ongoing project basis, knowing that we remain committed to them. So I am delighted to be able to support this motion this evening. Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I'll endorse all your comments, well said. I'd also just highlight the Chinatown Precinct catenary lanterns, which will be a great boost along a little Bourke Street along Chinatown, and you know, couldn't come at a better time as well. And well done to the team for the new format. Looks good, very much appreciated.
Good. Any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Louis?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I also endorse all your comments and Councillor Rees's, but could I just ask a question of 5.2.3.1, the Chinatown lighting? Could I ask what the additional $150,000 is for? Because I thought originally the lanterns were $115,000. Is this an addition on top?
Question, and can I look to... Rob, you're going to take this one. Thank you. Rob Adams.
Through you, Lord Mayor. The additional fundings, the lighting is actually costing greater than we'd actually anticipated, but there are some other works going in as well. Extra lighting in the frames adjacent to the lights and a number of other projects. I'm happy to give you the detail of that, Councillor.
Good.
The bigger the investment, the better. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to questions. Did I forget to ask for a presentation on this one? Is that why we've got so many questions? Councillor Watts?
Thank you. It might be Capital Works speak, but I'm a bit puzzled by re-imaging the ground floor administration building. Is that reimagining, or I don't know what's meant by re-imaging.
Good typo that you've picked up. So
is it a typo, or it could be a term that's, I don't know.
I'm confirming that it's reimagining. It's the same project we've been talking about for some time.
Thank you.
That's good. Thank you. Councillor Francis Kelly.
You just endorse all the comments, and thank you for the report. I think it's really helpful to actually see what we've done as well as to read about it. So thank you for that. And I think I just wanted to acknowledge the completion of the Victorian Emergency Services Memorial. I think it's one of those things that we get to be able to do as a capital city, is to create places for everyone in the state. And obviously this is a place that will be important for people throughout the state, in, you know, acknowledging and remembering people that have looked after us. So, you know, glad that work's completed, and thank you for sharing it in this way.
And incredibly timely as well. Deputy Lord Mayor, speaking to the motion.
Just to make the comment, not on any projects in particular, I think they've been well covered, but just obviously we've always got vigilance on our capital works and maintenance budget, and helpful to sort of look at the year-to-date. Obviously it's the half-yearly result and the original budget of $205 million year-to-date, $80 million versus $65 million spent. Obviously that's been revised down with some of these if they're accepted tonight, but it does show how much we have to pick up in the back half of the year to meet our capital works expenditure. So I think I thank Chris Lamont, Rob Adams and Joe and the team for keeping a close eye on our capital works budget into the second part of the year.
True, in one of our most ambitious years as well, so big program of works. Any other speakers to this motion? Capital works, quarter two. All right, well, I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thanks, councillors. Establishment of the Amendment C309 West Melbourne Structure Plan Committee. Would anybody like a presentation on this item? Councillors? No. Then I'm going to move the motion, and I'm looking for a seconder to the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor? Yep, okay, that's good. Good. Well, I think we can see from the motion on the screen that this is a special purpose Section 86 Local Government Act 1989 committee. It's being set up so that we can... it is about appointing certain councillors to this committee who are able to consider the content and the substantive nature of the material. As we noted previously, unable to form a quorum for the West Melbourne Structure Plan when it previously came to the Future Melbourne Committee in May, last May, and council... And we did not get an exemption from the Minister. I need to get my act together. So this motion before us enables us to, in an unconflicted environment, consider submissions from community, make a recommendation to the Minister for Planning. It represents a substantial piece of work that has been ongoing and to which so many different stakeholders have made worthwhile submissions. We are getting towards the final part of that process, and this Section 86 committee will enable that process to continue in a way that enables appropriate submissions, hearings and outcomes with recommendations to be made. So for all of those reasons, I am supporting this motion. Deputy Lord Mayor?
I agree, Lord Mayor, and thank those councillors who will join this committee and just make the point that this is good governance in action.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Are there any other speakers to this motion? No, then I'm going to put it to the vote and we can all vote. So everyone in favour, can you please raise your hands? Unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thanks, councillors, and thanks to the councillors involved. Item 6.5, which is Regent Management Company Pty Ltd, trading results to 30 June 2019. Councillors, would anyone like a presentation on this item? No. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, Deputy Lord Mayor, and a councillor to second the motion, Councillor Oak. Deputy Lord Mayor?
These results come to us as a matter of process for any of these that we have an interest in. We've got a 50-50 share with the state government. It's made a small profit for the year. Depreciation obviously continues to be the losses which are accounted for, but obviously they're not real cash losses, so to speak. The majority of the assets are plant and equipment and then some cash held in term deposit. So happy to note the trading results of the Regent Management Company Proprietary Limited for the financial year ended 30th June 2019.
Thank you. Councillor Oak, would you like to speak to the motion? Any other speakers to this motion on the Regent? Newly refurbished. Fabulous. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? It's unanimous. So I declare that motion carried. We're up to item 6.6, which is funding support requests February 2020. Councillors, would you like a presentation on the item?
Lord Mayor, can I propose an amendment to this? And it's on the screen now.
So you're moving the motion? Nobody wants a presentation? Yeah. No? Councillor Pinder's moving the motion on the screen, seconded by Deputy Lord Mayor. Over to you, Councillor Pinder.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. This is a great program that is called Walk in My Shoes, and it is exactly that. It enables officers from VicPol to move from an enforcement perspective to making people actually feel safe. It is a small group discussion and a walking tour which ensures VicPol officers better understand the issues that people face when they're experiencing homelessness on the streets of our city, and it encourages dialogue and mutual understanding between officer and a homeless person. It's through the Council to Homeless Persons. They're the main instigators of it in conjunction with Justice Connect. So brilliant collaboration between the two organisations. It will deliver training to 100 people, and this funding would make a huge difference to support the funding that comes from CHP as well as community members. And the amendment shows that VicPol and CHP have agreed to having two additional persons accompany this tour and discussion, councillors and or council officers, which makes it a fulsome look at such a program. So it's really a double whammy for us also because it engages with three people with lived experience, and these three people actually sit on our Homelessness Advisory Committee. So it's a terrific terrific program from CHP's peer education support program perspective, and one that VicPol East Melbourne in particular supports. So I commend it.
Thank you, Councillor Pinder. Councillor Deputy Lord Mayor Aaron Wood.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Very happy to support this. Thank Councillor Pinder for bringing it to us. Obviously, it's a key activity that City of Melbourne, unfortunately, like all major cities around the world, has a rough sleeping population that we're doing as much as we can for. And I think any program such as this, it's a very well-respected program that leads to greater understanding on all sides. And in particular, I think the partnership or the work between Victoria Police, Justice Connect and the Council for Homeless Persons does lead to that greater understanding, can lead to more respect, and also can lead to much more informed intervention and action, which can only be better for those people who are really at their lowest ebb and needing our support and assertive outreach. So very happy to support this.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Are there any other speakers to this motion? None, then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous. I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Councillors, we're on to item 6.7 in this open session, which is fee waiver request for events occurring in Docklands in 2020. Would councillors like a presentation on the item? No, I'm going to move the motion. I'm looking for a seconder to the motion. Thank you, Councillor Louis. I all say at the moment that we face unprecedented circumstances here and around the world, but particularly in Australia, impacted by bushfires and what that's meant for economies in the regions, but also we've been feeling the impacts here in Melbourne, followed then by the coronavirus, which every day there's a new development and, again, having incredible impacts on not just our economy, but it was the practically only item of discussion at the G20 for finance ministers and treasurers that's just happened. No wonder, because it really is having an impact right across the world. Our organisation has been thinking and responding to that, but when we look at particular precincts in our city, we're also very aware that prior to Christmas, it was confirmed by Development Victoria that Central Pier, which had been closed suddenly in August, was not going to reopen in the short to medium term. And for that particular neighbourhood, for the commerce in that neighbourhood particularly, that's about 1 to 1.5 million visitors who had been coming to Central Pier who are no longer visiting that area and supporting Central Pier businesses, but other businesses in that area. I'm really pleased that management, as they scanned across different responses to this and many other areas as a result of unprecedented conditions, but looking at Docklands, came up with what I think is an inventive way of showing our support and helping have a material difference in how we can attract more events to that precinct. So the recommendation is to waive permit and pope fees for public events in spaces managed by council in Docklands. We realise, of course, that these sorts of initiatives have a budget impact to us, and management has calculated that based on current events planned for down there, and there are three commercial events. Well, there are seven planned. They're already receiving waived pope fees, and we have three commercial events that will also get the event and pope fee exemption, and at the moment the estimation is that this initiative will cost up to about $70,000. We're hoping that it attracts many more events to this area that in turn will leverage some good economic activity, a sense of vibrancy down there, and a very clear indication to Docklands that the City of Melbourne is aware of the conditions that they're facing and is supporting, that I know will be very well received. So thanks to management for thinking about these issues, for coming up with solutions and making the recommendation this evening. For all those reasons, I'm happy to move the motion, and I look to Councillor Louis to speak as seconder.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. Hard act to follow. I think I totally agree with all your comments. But can I thank Katrina and Emma for putting this paper up? Because I think it's very important that we actually do activate the Docklands area, particularly, as you say, Lord Mayor, that with the closure of Central Pier, the Chamber predicts a loss of between 1 and 1.5 million visitations, which is important. There's a dock, that Central Pier is 1.5 kilometres wide between pier and pier, and it's very important to try and get some activation through. I think it's a very modest amount. I'm hoping that in future there will be another paper that where we can actually increase the amount, so that it's an actual fact that we are getting some traction and some good events going down there. But particularly over the winter periods, any events that we can attract will certainly be a plus there. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Louis. Councillors, Councillor Pinder.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I'd just like to say that with the setback, with the unexpected closure of Central Pier, it is paramount now that we provide support to Docklands. Given also that, for example, the Lankan Fest, which is a Sri Lankan festival, attracted something like 30 to 40,000 people at Crown River Walk in 2018 and 2017. This was something that arose as a result of that festival wanting to stage theirs at Docklands and facing the incredible expense of Pope. So I really thank Katrina and the team for analysing this and working it up to a stage where right now this report is in front of us. I think what it does is it eases the burden for these organisations and enables them to spend money on advertising and promotion to bring people to the area. So there's a really nice thing in that it helps support our promotion as well, and it will result in increased visitation to the areas.
Any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Riley?
Look, I agree with what everyone has said. I think this is a fantastic request to waive the fees. I think that currently there's about 13 events booked in for Docklands for 2020. Let's hope that we can grow that to another 13 and put Docklands back on the map as a destination for entertainment and fun. But this is a fantastic start. Thank you to the management.
Councillor Watts?
I commend the officers. This is a terrific practical response to more or less a triple whammy, I would say, of the bushfires, the coronavirus and Central Pier. I think anything to bring activity to Docklands is a very important step for this city. The area has often struggled and it really is suffering greatly because there's a reason Central Pier is called Central Pier. It's because it's central to so much of what happens down there. And I would go one step further and say that I hope the powers that be actually understand that the City of Melbourne making such a practical step is another form of advocacy that we can actually raise this the profile of Central Pier and the centrality of it for the vitality of Docklands. Amongst many, many forums around this city. Now, this is only waiving fees, but I see it as a much bigger gesture on our part than that. And as I said, I hope the powers that be and those actually considering the next step take this into account.
Thanks. Councillor Watts. Councillor Lulu.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I concur with everything that was said. I think this is one of the leverages that we have as a local government, and I think it's one of the things that we can do. I think one little thing from me, if possible, we can ensure that this is passed on to the people that might be interested, because there's a lot of times people do not even know that because they don't have the opportunity to look up all the information. So how we can make this information readily available to many of the groups, to encourage them to do it, because, you know, I get a lot of the requests to say, you know, where do I find information and all the other stuff. So this would be a great way to advertise not only our program, what we're doing, but also to pass on to those organisations.
Good idea. Thank you. Any other speakers to this motion? I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? It's unanimous, so I can declare that motion carried. Thank you. This actually concludes reports from management to be considered in open session this evening. There are no items of general business for consideration in open session. And so I'm asking councillors, are there any items of urgent business that you would like considered at this time? None. Good. Thank you. This means that we're going to close the open meeting. So I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business. Thank you, Councillor Riley. And I'm looking for a seconder. Councillor Lelou, thank you. I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. So that means I can thank the members of the public for their interest this evening. They've left. And we can declare that meeting closed at 6:04 p.m.